Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Help Tailgate Radio stay free to download by completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes, and your answers will help match our show with advertisers that best fit the sensibilities of our podcast and its listeners like you. Listeners who complete the survey will be entered into an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to share or sell your email address, and we won't send you an email unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. That's podsurvey.com/tailgate to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.
In the parking lot, got the beer on ice and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, place to stop on, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some, cause everybody wants some.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Larger. We've got a great show for you this week, and before we get started, I just want to take this time to thank each and every one of you for your continued support of Tailgate Radio. Man, our numbers are blowing up, and it's because you're passing along the information, you're subscribing, you're telling your friends, your family, your coworkers, your tailgate clubs about it. We can really see the growth that this podcast is starting to take off and really come into its own. And we really appreciate and truly are sincerely thankful that you are listening to Tailgate Radio each and every week. You can always check us out on the web at tailgateradio.com. You can also tweet us at Tailgate Radio. And we've got a very unique followers list and a very diverse list, and we get a ton of feedback and we appreciate it. You guys wear our asses out every week when we tweet something about a top 10 list or a top 25 school or best beer or anything that we're sending out during the week. You guys are wearing us out, and I love it. Keep it coming, because your opinions and your feedback is what makes this show great. And we actually take a lot of the feedback that you give us, and we'll research a company or a tailgate club, and we'll have them represented on a future episode of Tailgate Radio. So, you know, it's really cool when we get feedback, good, bad. What we don't want is that indifference. If you don't care one way or the other, then we're not doing our job right. So keep the hate mail coming. If you don't like our top 10 list that we're sharing with you, we don't come up with them ourselves. We just retweet what we hear and what we see from around the country. So if you don't like it, let us know, and we will certainly pass that along to you. You know, one of the things that we talked about last week on the show was we wanted your feedback on what was going on with some of these big companies like McDonald's and KFC and Papa John's and some of these large fast food companies trying to take advantage of the tailgating activities to sell more product. And we wanted to know what you thought. If you thought that tailgating with a couple of boxes of 20-piece chicken McNuggets was acceptable behavior in the parking lot. And you guys gave us some great feedback. Let's listen to some of that right now.
You know, if you're going to go to KFC or McDonald's to get your tailgate food, you really got no business out in the parking lot. It's all about the tailgate party, the experience, and that smell you have out there when people are out there cooking in the parking lot. It makes me mad to think that somebody's going to bring a Papa John's pizza just because they show it on TV and that's a commercial for tailgating, that they're going to do that. No way, not in my house.
So as you see, you guys do not hold back your opinions. And if you want to leave an opinion about anything that we talk about, you can do that on our hotline. And you can do that at 210 210-685-8710. That's 210-685-8710. We don't have the budget right now for an 800 number, but most people have cell phones, and that's a free call anyway. So call us up in the 210. That's 210-625-8710. And this week's topic for your feedback has to do with all the controversy surrounding the NFL this week. And I won't go into any of the details. You've all heard the stories about Ray Rice, about Adrian Peterson. Does that put a damper on the game day activities, or is it just business as usual for you? So let us know what you think about that. Does all of the nonsense and all of the negative publicity that the NFL is getting right now, is that affecting how you support the NFL and more importantly, how you support your tailgating traditions out in the parking lot, you NFL fans? So we'd love to hear your feedback. And again, you can call us and leave your message at 210-625-8710. When we come back, we'll be heading up to the greater New York City area to talk with Pig Guy NYC. And we'll do that all right here on Tailgate Radio right after this. You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largen with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. Or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. On our tailgate spotlight this week, I want to shine it brightly on Thomas Joseph. He is the main man at Pig Guy NYC and SpankThatPig.com. Up in the greater New York City area. Thomas, welcome to Tailgate Radio, and tell us what you're up to.
I have my own catering company I started about 3 years ago called Thomas Joseph's Catering. And then in last August, I started doing some tailgates for the Boomer and Carton Show. They're nationally syndicated across the United States. And Carton had this crazy idea to spank a pig for good luck for the New York Giants. So last October, I believe they were 0-6. So then we spanked the pig, and they won 5 in a row. But basically, Pig Guy NYC was formed after that all started, and it's been a great ride so far. We're at MetLife Stadium mostly every weekend. We also, and people love the concept. They love the slap that pig, spank that pig tagline, and they love the pig roast. So that's what we've been specializing in is pig roast, and we're also getting into like smoked meats and just trying to make a great tailgate experience for everybody.
So walk us through that tailgate process. Somebody picks up the phone. They've heard about you. They want to go to the next big Giants game. Then what happens?
All right, so basically we'll go through the packages we have. The best package we have is like the ultimate tailgate package. So you get a little taste of everything, and it highlights a lot of menu items we have featured in stadiums around the city, because we do have a bacon on a stick at Citi Field. And we're also in a minor league ballpark. So you get a little taste of everything, and then you also get the pig roast. So most stadiums don't let me come in and roast the pig for 12 hours, so I bring pigs already roasted. We bring the setup, and they choose their menu. They get to spank the pig for good luck. Everybody's happy. They go in, and hopefully the team gets a win.
Now, how long have you been doing the Pig Guy NYC concept?
Well, Pig Guy started last October, but we've been roasting pigs since 2011. So we already, my other company already had like a very good name for pig roasts, and that's how we got hooked up with Boomer and Carton.
Is it exclusively for Giants and Jets games, or do you go over to Rutgers and do some college games, or do you go down to...
Yeah, we'll go to Rutgers. I'll go anywhere. You know, if there's a way to fly with the pig, I would fly with the pig. We'll get a pig in that area, and I would go. Because I love this. I love being around the fans, and it really doesn't matter to me what team it is. I just love the whole atmosphere of, you know, people waking up at 10 o'clock, cracking open some beers and eating some good food. And if it's a night game, it's even better. It just ruins their day at work the next day. If it's a Monday night game, it's usually a tough Tuesday for them, but at least they had a good time doing it, you know?
Hey, what's the biggest crowd that you've served so far?
We've been up to 1,000 people.
Did you say 1,000?
Yes.
Wow.
And this past Sunday was put on by WFAN. We had the second annual pig roast, where we did two pigs. There had to be, I don't know, there's upwards between 2,000 and 3,000. So at that, but that's just, you know, like a more of a ceremonial pig roast that wasn't booked through the fans. It was booked through the radio station. But it's a great feeling having all those people around you watching you roast the pig. But as far as personal parties, we've been up to 1,000 people. And catered events, we've done between 1,200 and 1,500 people. So we get in there. We could handle a large volume.
I'm here with Thomas Joseph with Pig Guy NYC. But what in your mind makes a quality pig? What brings out the flavor? What gives the right texture? What are some of the things that our listeners would want to know about how to tell if you've got a good pig or not?
Well, basically, it's all in the brine, and then once you get that brine in there, where you have a nice brine, we have it's like a mix between Hawaiian and Argentinian. So you get your vinegar in there, your acid from whatever juice you use. I can't give you the brine. I won't give it away. But we like to make sure the salt gets into the pig. I know a lot of people inject the pig with their brine. I just let it sit in the brine for 48 hours, and all that brine gets in there. And then we do two different sauces right now. We do a sweet and spicy Thai chili sauce that goes on the pulled pork. And then we do like a very nice chimichurri, which also, that's the pig roast standard for us. We use the chimichurri and everything. And of course, cooking it low and slow is the best way to do it. And then crisping that skin up is, you know, that's what makes everybody happy. Crispy skin and, you know, a whole hog full of pulled pork. Don't forget to baste it with a little olive oil and garlic. That's the trick.
When you're preparing, first of all, do you have the capabilities to do multiple events on the same day? Do you have different crews that go out if you have more than one event?
Yeah, like we do up to, like, as of right now, I can handle 5 to 6 at once. We're expanding rapidly, so, you know, by this season, by next season, we'll probably be able to do more than that. So it's, as we grow, the amount we can take on grows.
Yeah, so you're primarily in the tri-states area. How can folks get a hold of you if they want you for their next?
You could find us at www.spankthatpig.com. It also goes by pignyc.com. They're interchangeable. And also call me at 917-399-4811 directly to get a direct quote. And we're on Twitter at pignyc.com. We're on Facebook. And I have people manning all those different areas, so the minute you make a request via Twitter, Facebook, email, we get back to you as soon as possible, and we set up the next tailgate experience.
Hey everybody, it's the Grill Sergeant John Largent for Tailgate Radio, and I've got a great new product I want you to try. It's called Smarter Starter Fluid, the natural charcoal lighter fluid. You know, if you're like me, you don't like the taste of fuel on your charcoal grilled food. Smarter Starter Fluid is a novel formulation of agriculturally derived ingredients that lights barbecue charcoal grills quickly and won't leave bad tasting petrochemical fuel compounds on your food. Their ultra low toxicity formula presents virtually no risk of poisoning to children or pets. So why don't you do like I did? Try Smarter Starter Fluid for the best tasting, safest, and most convenient charcoal grilled foods you'll ever have. That's Smarter Starter Fluid, and you can find them online at www.smarterstarterfluid.com. Hey, welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. This is Grill Sergeant John Largent. I do not know a single person alive that wouldn't want to change vocations with my next two guests. They are the hosts of Tailgate Rivals. You can see it every Friday at 5 p.m. and 1 a.m. on Fox Sports Southwest and Fox College Sports, respectively. I have Corey Fry and Jim Knox coming in. And guys, welcome to Tailgate Radio, and tell us how you got this thing started.
Yeah, so we started the concept back in 2008 for the show. We just kind of knew that, you know, tailgating had seen a big, you know, spike back in the 80s and died out and was growing back big again. And we just felt that, you know, there was a great hole there for entertainment content, whether it's online and TV, to just kind of turn the camera away from the players and turn it on the fans and give them the opportunity to show off a little bit. And, you know, they've got a big passion to show out every week, you know, set up the tailgate early in the morning, sometimes, you know, Thursday and Friday, and put a lot of their time and effort into it. And we kind of felt like it was the perfect arena for us to build a show around. And we kind of started from scratch there, similar kind of grassroots, you know, system there, that we just kind of went around and filmed some tailgates and put together a show. And you know, Jim Knox, who's our host and executive producer, kind of helped us get it on Fox College Sports and Fox Sports Southwest. And it, you know, we're going into our seventh season this year, and it's just been growing like crazy every single year.
So how do you choose where you're going to go? I mean, there's so many tailgating opportunities across the country. Do you guys have a format or a tour that you follow throughout the year?
Well, it's a little tough to make it, you know, heavily planned out, because you may have a team that's doing really well and their tailgating's really big, and then the team, you know, loses a couple games, and then some of the fans just kind of get a little down on the team somewhat, and the tailgating's not quite as big. So we kind of look at where the biggest games are each week, kind of plan you know, a couple weeks out based on, you know, what we can forecast, and just say, okay, we're going to hit as many of these big games as we can. Primarily, we focus on the Big 12 and the SEC, but, you know, in the last couple of years, we've been branching out to, you know, a lot of the other conferences to kind of get them involved as well. So it's, you know, we kind of look at just, you know, where the biggest games are at, where do we feel, you know, that we know they've got really good tailgating, and now that we've, you know, been doing this for several years, we've got a good handle on which schools are going to be big at certain times of the year, and who's got some of the better setups, and we just kind of go from there.
We're here with Jim Knox and Corey Fry from Tailgate Rivals. And guys, what are some of the interesting or outrageous things you've seen out on the road? Because being the seventh season, I know you guys have seen some interesting stuff out there in the parking lot.
Yes, John. A lot of interesting and unique fans. And I think that's what the fun thing about tailgating is all about. It's almost a sport before the game, just seeing on different things that go on, different, let's say, drinking games.
No, they don't drink. There's no drinking in tailgating, is there?
Just a little. A little bit. A few things. Now, our show is based on we're searching for Bud Light's ultimate tailgater, so we'll stop off at tailgates that have Bud Light in their hands. So there's plenty of that out there. But, you know, we also a lot of things, you know, like tailgate rides. So we come across, you know, different vans that are painted up in unique ways. We've seen a lot of old ambulances that are painted in school colors, but they're really tricked out with a sound system and, you know, TVs, satellite TVs in the back. There's a lot of unique, you know, rides like that, and motorcycles and mobile homes. Then you got the, you know, of course, the college kids that are always into indulging themselves as much as possible before they go in the stadium, and that's maybe the reason why the games are so loud. And then you also have the old college kids that are the ones that, you know, been to college maybe 20 to 25 years ago. Those are the ones that come out with the unique barbecue pits that can probably feed an army, and they make it an all-day affair where they get there early, get their setups going. They got a huge barbecue pit going, and normally we've come across, John, that some tailgates actually feed over 250 people. So we've come across a lot of venues like that, and it's just an all-day big bash tailgating party that's a lot of fun. And then we capture it all, just like you talk about it. Well, we capture it all on tape, and we put it on our website, and as well as on Fox Sports Southwest and Fox College Sports. So it makes a very entertaining week, and definitely an entertaining show.
And let me jump in. I mean, you know, one of the things that we've noticed since we've started the show up till now is there's just a natural competition between tailgates to always one-up each other. They always want to do something bigger, different, make themselves unique in some way, whether it's through what Jim was just talking about, having these, you know, very large, extravagant custom grills, taking the old, you know, vehicles, buses, ambulances, and making them big. But we even get things such as they're making, their tents kind of look like actual, like, living rooms and houses. They want, you know, they want you to come in and say, hey, here's our living room. You know, it's a bunch of seats around, you know, several TVs. And, hey, come check out the kitchen. So it's kind of turning away from just, hey, there's a couple of, you know, chairs sitting around with a cooler and a table with maybe a TV on it. So now they're making big, extravagant setups that look like, you know, festival events on the smaller scale in a way. It's pretty unique.
Yeah, and one of the things I've noticed about tailgaterivals.com is it is a super interactive experience. You guys have folks actually submitting video to you to be included in your ultimate tailgate competition.
Exactly, and we felt very early on from season one that we didn't want this to just be a TV show. You know, that's been done, and there's all kinds of other, you know, shows out there similar to it, whether it's Travel Channel style shows. And we just knew that to make this work for the fans, to make it be what it needed to be, they had to be involved from the beginning. And especially if it was going to be a competition that was about them, we didn't want it to be a panel of judges or somebody that walks out and says, okay, this tailgate has the best. We wanted it to be left to the fans themselves, the tailgaters themselves. They vote online. Their peers, you know, rival teams, you know, you may get, like, for instance, we have an A&M tailgate from last year that, you know, they ended up winning the ultimate tailgate prize. They got a lot of support, not just from, you know, their friends, but other A&M fans, alumni around the country, simply so that they could say that A&M won. So it's not just necessarily about this one individual tailgate, but the school itself. So we knew the interactive part was very important, and we wanted them to get involved and not just have us, you know, be the ones out there with our cameras and getting them. You know, it came down to the point where we said, we don't want to exclude anybody. If they have the ability to, you know, take their phone out and make a video, by all means, do it and send it in. If it meets our criteria, that they can get included in the competition and possibly even the show itself.
What can we expect from some upcoming episodes of Tailgate Rivals this season?
Well, we have some very entertaining upcoming episodes. One, we just shot this past week over at AT&T Stadium when the Longhorns took on UCLA. We decided to kind of go and see exactly how well some of these tailgaters really know their teams. And you would be surprised, not mentioning any names or anything, but when asked some of the tailgaters, like, who their head coach was, and one would say, like, Vince Young, they would be a little off. Name the stadium your team plays in, and one would say Earl Campbell. it's interesting to know that, you know, it is all about tailgating, because some of these folks just show up to tailgate and not exactly care too much about the game, because they're looking at the experience of tailgating besides the football game.
We've also got, obviously, this upcoming weekend, we've got Florida versus Alabama, and that's going to be a huge game. And, you know, we're going to be out there, you know, as well as Ole Miss. That's a game coming up. We're going to be out at those tailgates, and those obviously are just always going to be massive. And, you know, you can look forward to seeing some of the best tailgating from the entire season being shot in the next couple weekends, which means, you know, two or three shows from now, you're going to see some really incredible tailgating pop up. You know, but we don't always just feature the tailgating. Like we said in the past, you know, we've got ride segments where we feature the buses, the ambulances, and stuff like that. The cooking segments where we have people go through and explain recipes and why they cook something this way and why they think they're better than, you know, somebody else. So there's a lot of that stuff popping up here in the next few weeks that's pretty intriguing.
We also have a segment called Hot Spots. It gives the tailgaters a look at, you know, different areas, different as far as venues you can go and watch the game after you're through tailgating. Spots in different towns, if they're traveling to different towns to see their team, what's a good place to go and eat and watch a football game in case they can't get into the stadium, or even afterwards partake in after-game activities to go and have something to eat as well as watch other football games.
You know, you guys have probably the most envious job in the world. You realize that, right?
Yeah, we've been told that a lot. I mean, we'll be out at a tailgate, and we'll walk up on a tailgate with a camera crew, and we'll get questions like, is this your job? And we'll be like, yeah, it's our job. And they'll be like, so how do I join?
And the creativity out in the parking lot is unbelievable. I've seen some of those tricked out vehicles too, and every time I think I've seen the best one imaginable, somebody else comes up with something even better.
Yeah, and that comes from that culture of, you know, somebody saw, whether it's on our show, on website, or simply being in person, they see somebody else do it, and they're like, no, I can do that better. And they will take very large portions of their yearly salary and, you know, dedicate it solely to tailgating. So there's the, you know, fall season for football. They spend their spring, their summer, their winter preparing for the fall, and that they'll spend, you know, hours and days in a garage welding and putting just incredible, you know, unique things onto buses. Like, I mean, we have buses that they've, you know, chopped off the entire back of it and turned it into a patio with a balcony and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's just, it's incredible to see how much they truly dedicate to this, you know, 4 hours on a Saturday.
Well, over seven seasons at Tailgate Rivals, you've got to have your top five. And I love putting people on the spot because we like to, you know, we get so much controversy when we throw a list out there. So I'm going to ask you guys both to give us, in no particular order, we don't want to make it too controversial, but what are some of your top five tailgate spots that you have encountered over the past 7 years?
Well, I'll say from my side, we've seen, obviously, schools like LSU that's had a really, really big presence. Ole Miss, Alabama, they've had it. But recently, just since joining the SEC, A&M has stepped their game up really, really good. And I can include them. I can include them pretty heavily in that. What do you think, Jim?
Our photographer's talking in the background. John Price says Florida, so I'll take his word for it. I definitely agree. A&M. I think Oklahoma, especially on a, it also, you know, you could say top five, but if, you know, top five at the beginning of the season can be entirely different at the end of the season. It just depends if your team's winning. And if your team's winning, those tailgates are going to be big-time tailgates. So I'd say right now I'd go Oklahoma, A&M. I'd also go, you got Alabama, Florida, LSU. But that could change once your teams, if they hit a bump in the road, it could be at the end of the year, you never know, it could be like a Baylor or West Virginia or someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that new Baylor stadium is unbelievable. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and they've actually created a new sailgating culture where they're actually pulling right up there to the stadium on the Brazos River, and it's really a cool experience.
Well, let me tell you something about Baylor. Out of all the years that we've been doing this show, I think that is probably one of the underrated places as far as getting out of line goes. You know, you look at Baylor and the university, great school, great university. They want to keep it quiet. But we were there a couple of years ago, and we walked behind the stadium at this old house, and the back of a bed of a pickup truck was full of water, and they were treating it like a whirlpool. And in there, you had guys and girls and swimsuits and stuff, and partaking in tailgate food and also beverages. And I think that was one of the wildest scenes we've seen as far as doing this tailgate show in 7 years. Especially, you don't expect that at Baylor, but behind the scenes, away from the stadium, they had some unique ways of tailgating.
So where can we catch the show? I know everybody on Tailgate Radio is going to want to tune in each and every week moving forward if they're not already, and hopefully they already are. But where can they catch you, and what time does the show air?
So you can catch us on Fox Sports Southwest at 5 p.m. on Fridays, and then 1 a.m. that night, technically Saturday morning as well, for a re-air. And then if you have Fox College Sports, that's at 7:30 Saturday morning. And those are our three air times for the TV show. But you can always go to tailgaterivals.com. We post everything that we shoot on there, including even some things that don't make the show. So there may be some things that we like, you know, I don't think that's going to be on TV. We'll go ahead and put it on the website, let the fans see it, get a little bit more behind-the-scenes look. And I definitely love to stress, you know, that anybody watching the show, if you've got a tailgate and you got any friends who have a tailgate, you know, don't wait on our photographers to come find you. You know, submit your photos, submit your videos directly to the site, and you can be included in the competition this year. There's no barrier to entry there.
Jim Knox, Corey Fry, thank you guys so much for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week, and best of luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
listening to Tailgate Radio.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boiling spikes make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spikes, the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
Each week we're going to have a very special segment the rest of the season. It's called Funaki's Top 5, and this comes to us from former WWE superstar Sho Funaki. He's originally from Tokyo, Japan, but makes his home in the United States now, and I don't know a bigger NFL fan on the planet than Sho Funaki. More specifically, he is a Green Bay Packers fan, and each week he is going to break down his top 5 NFL teams of the week. And so for that, it's time for this week's Funaki Top 5.
The Funaki Top 5.
Thank you for having me. This is Funaki.
You have been a huge NFL fan for a long time. Is that correct?
A long, long time.
And in those years, you become quite a student of the game, so you really understand the ins and outs of the NFL.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, with that, we want to use your expertise to talk to us about your top 5 NFL teams in this season so far. We're at week 3, so are you ready to tackle this huge task of giving us the top 5 in the NFL?
Number 5.
Number 5, from number 5. Okay. I will say, you know what? Can I choose 2 teams?
Absolutely. 2 number 5s.
2 number 5s for me.
Absolutely.
It's going to be Texans, Houston Texans.
Houston Texans?
Yes, and Cincinnati Bengals.
And the Cincinnati Bengals. So you have a tie for the top 5, the Cincinnati Bengals,
yes,
and the Houston Texans. What do you like, first of all, what do you like about the Texans?
You know what, you know, like, I'm not, you know, watch whole game, but looks like, you know, fresh, like a young team, you think so? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think they put together good teamwork.
What do you think about J.J. Watt?
Yes, I like him.
You think he's earning that $100 million contract?
Yeah, I need to Green Bay.
Well, we'll get to them in a minute. So you've got the Texans and the Bengals at number 5, and you think the Bengals look pretty solid this year?
Yes, I think so. The Bengals also, you know, looks, yeah, wow, that running back. That's small, but wow, like my size.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so proud of him right now. Wow, yes.
He's like a pinball. He just
right.
Bounces all over the place.
Yes, he's all over.
Number 4.
Actually, now San Francisco 49ers here.
49ers, even yes. Though they come off that tough loss on Sunday night against the Bears,
yes.
You still think they're a top 5 team?
I think, you know, Kaepernick still, you know, he's... Wow, he's my favorite quarterback. One of our favorite quarterbacks.
And you
he's
think
he's still good? Yeah, he still keep going. Yes.
And you think they'll bounce back from that loss?
Yeah. No, but you know, San Francisco, you know, offense, defense, well, kind of total package. I think good.
Number 3.
Now, Seattle Seahawks. Actually, I don't like this team. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say, but
you know. but they're good.
Damn good.
Damn good. Hey, nothing else needs to be said. And they're the defending world champs.
Yes, that's why, you know, they are, you know, all, wow, total package, yes. They are so good. I want to put the number 1 first place, but I can't.
Right.
But you know,
it's hard to put a 1-1 team up there at the top because they've got that loss.
Yeah. Number 2.
So you're number two team.
Wow. I'm so, you know, this team, you know, Denver Broncos, wow. He's a Peyton.
Peyton Manning.
Wow. He's a, how old are him? He's still...
He's about 50, isn't he?
Yeah. He's still 26 or something, but wow. He's... Wow. He's never changed. He always same. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Consistent every week. Yes. What about their defense? It's gotten a lot
defense,
better.
Wow. A lot of better than last season. I would say. Yes.
Number one.
Definitely Green Bay Packers. Never... I'm sorry right now. But... Never change for number five.
So Green Bay is number one. Yes. Going to be number one. Now, what do you think? They had a pretty strong comeback win last week, and you think as the season moves along, they're going to continue to get better?
You know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, first week, yes, kind of, you know, not calm, you know, just trying to go pass, but wow, look, last game, you know, against the Jets, he's normal now.
Yeah.
You know, he's pass good, you know, running good, but Eddie Lacy, favorite running back.
So. Eddie Lacy's definitely a hoss. There's no doubt about it.
87, yeah, wide receiver. Still he's good.
Jordy
Nelson. Yep. He's good. And yep.
So let's recap. You're number five. You had a tie with Cincinnati and the Texans. Your number four team was the San Francisco 49ers. Number three, the defending world champs, the Seattle Seahawks. Number two, the Denver Broncos. And your number one team in the NFL for week three is the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
All right. So we can't get out of here this week without you giving us some predictions on some games this week. So let's pick out a couple of games that you might be interested in. So first of all, Broncos at Seahawks. Your number two and your number three teams in the NFL this week. Who do you think is going to pull that out?
You know what? I would say this game for Broncos.
Super Bowl rematch, and
yes,
you think the Broncos are going to take it?
Now payback time for them.
Payback time. Okay, yeah. What about the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals? 2-0.
Wow. Arizona, 2-0. He's still there. They're so still coming. But now Kaepernick can't stop them. So I would say 49ers. I like
49ers. What about the Vikings and the Saints? You know, the Vikings have had a tough week in the news with everything with Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. So you think that's going to distract them, or do you think the Saints are going to finally get in the win column?
You know what? For my position, I will say, please Saints over.
Please Saints. Okay. All right.
But okay. You know, I think Drew coming back.
Yeah.
I think from week three, week four. Yes.
Yeah, he's too good to be
0-2. Yes.
You're right. That's a good. That's a good football team. Mm-hmm. They just haven't found their. Their rhythm yet. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Texans 2-0 versus the 0-2 New York Giants.
I think Texans are all the way down.
Giants aren't very good right now. And the Texans are showing some life.
Yes, Giants, something wrong right now. Mm-hmm. But week three, still Texans.
Texans got that
always,
one. Okay.
Yes.
What about the Bengals 2-0 versus the Titans 1-1?
Yes, but, you know, still I would say, you know, the Bengals.
So the Bengals will remain undefeated this
week.
Yes,
I think so.
All right, what about the surprise team of the year so far? The 2-0 Buffalo Bills with wins over the Patriots and the Dolphins taking on the 1-1 Chargers, who came off that huge win over Seattle last week.
But Chargers, I think I like Chargers this game.
You think the Chargers are going to win? Okay.
Yes. Right.
All right. And we're going to wrap it up with the 1-1 Lions versus the 1-1 Green Bay Packers.
Definitely Packers.
Packers all the way.
All the way.
All right, folks. You heard it here. Go to Vegas. Put all your money, because if Funaki says it, it's the absolute truth. Those are locks.
And we want to thank Sho Funaki for coming in and giving his prognostication skills and his top five. And I kind of have a feeling Green Bay Packers are going to be his number one team throughout the year. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
baby. It don't matter. Got the cold beer, the truck, the grill.
Folks, looking at the crowd headed toward the stadium, I guess it's about that time to roll up our tailgate one more week. Time to take down the canopy tent. Time to douse our charcoal, if you're allowed to do that where you are. And allowed to wrap up all of the food, put it in the back of the truck, make sure that we've got our tickets, and head into the stadium. I want to thank our very special guests this week, Thomas Joseph from Pig Guy NYC. You want to check him out at spankthatpig.com. Very special thanks to Corey Fry and Jim Knox from Tailgate Rivals. Make sure you catch them and join and sign up and become part of that ultimate tailgate competition. Bud Light is going to hook you up, so do not miss that. And don't miss their show each and every Friday at 5 p.m. and 1 a.m. on Fox Sports Southwest and Fox College Sports, respectively. You can also catch all of their content on their website at tailgaterivals.com. Also want to thank my good friend Sho Funaki for the Funaki Top 5. You know he's going to have those Packers somewhere at the top every week, I can assure you. So we want to thank everybody. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. Check us out at tailgateradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast each and every week at iTunes, at Podomatic, at SoundCloud, wherever you want to pick us up. We've got multiple platforms to do that. And again, we cannot thank you enough for helping grow Tailgate Radio into what it's becoming. And we can't wait to hear from you as we move on down the road and get ready for next week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and as we always say around here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot.
See you on the next one.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Help Tailgate Radio stay free to download by completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes, and your answers will help match our show with advertisers that best fit the sensibilities of our podcast and its listeners like you. Listeners who complete the survey will be entered into an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to share or sell your email address, and we won't send you an email unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. That's podsurvey.com/tailgate to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.